Tormis, your mobile travel guide. Presented by the town of Aschaffenburg and history. The history of Aschaffenburg. Aschaffenburg's location is a delight, above the Main River at the foot of the Spessart Hills. It's long been known and admired for its mild climate. That's why, since the second half of the 19th century, the town has been known as the Bavarian Nice. The area that is present-day Aschaffenburg was partially settled in prehistoric times. The actual development of the town began about 1,000 years ago. From the 10th century, Aschaffenburg belonged to the Prince Archbishopric of Mainz and did so for over 800 years until 1803. After the end of the Holy Roman Empire and secularization, the remains of the Archbishopric became the Principality of Aschaffenburg, and just 11 years later, the town was absorbed into the Kingdom of Bavaria. To the present day, a host of historic buildings bear witness to the town's turbulent past. Take the St. Peter and Alexander Church, which has its origins in the 10th century, and the major works of art it contains, such as the Lamentation of Christ by Matthias Grunewald. Johannesburg Palace, built of almost luminous red sandstone, continues to be the most visible symbol of the town. It was built at the beginning of the 17th century as a second residence for Mainz's archbishops and electors. And in the 18th century, near Aschaffenburg, Archbishop and Elector Friedrich Karl ordered the creation of one of the oldest classical landscape gardens in Germany, Park Schönbusch. Another important landmark goes back to the era of King Ludwig I of Bavaria. The Pompeianum was based on the design of a Roman villa. It's also on the upper banks of the Main. As you can see, history runs through Aschaffenburg wherever you set foot. Today, Aschaffenburg is a lively town, a good place to live, learn, and work. A new university has been established here, and the proximity of Frankfurt am Main, Germany's financial capital, makes the town a very attractive place. With some 70,000 inhabitants, Aschaffenburg, after Würzburg, is the second largest town in Lower Franconia. Last but not least, with the Spessart Hills and the Odenwald Forest, there are two popular holiday destinations right on the town's doorstep. Thanks for your attention. Aschaffenburg and history hope you have a pleasant stay. Tormis hopes you'll listen in again at some other location.